Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is a trade deadline recap show here on the Love of the Star podcast brought to you by the On Time Experts. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus. The Dallas Cowboys make some big time moves. First, though, we salute our man, tip of the cap, Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully, who had his second baby girl in the middle of the night just last night, or I guess technically earlier this morning, Wednesday, November 5th at like 3:15 in the morning. Wolchuk doubled up on being a girl dad. So congratulations to the Woolly Bully. We'll get him back here in the saddle here before too long. But Broaddus, live from the Crown Media Studios, make sure you give it a sub on YouTube. The Dallas Cowboys making some moves. Jerry Jones, yeah. Monday night before the Cardinals game, he's like, yeah, I got to move, and I'm working on some more. We wake up Tuesday morning, Logan Wilson, Cincinnati Bengals linebacker, is now a Dallas Cowboy for a 7th-round pick. And then we get into the afternoon, shortly before the deadline, a couple hours before, we get the news that the Dallas Cowboys have acquired Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle for the New York Jets. They give up Mozzie Smith. So long, Mozzie. They also give up a second-round pick for this year. So this year's second-round pick goes to the Jets. And then the better of the Cowboys' two first-round picks in 2027 goes to the Jets as well. So the Cowboys will still have their two first-round picks this year. They will not have their second or their third-round pick because they traded the third to the Steelers for George Pickens. But that's kind of the details on the trade. Broaddus, I would love to know your initial reactions when the trade went down. How fired up were you?
Well, I was in that mode right now where we were trying to kind of follow along maybe what direction they were going. We, as a media, we got really invested, and maybe because we're some Cowboy fans too, we got very invested in trying to make that big splash of a deal. We were thinking, you know, how do you get Max Crosby? That was like one of those, you know, oh, keep calling, make, you know, hey, make the Raiders say no to you is what you were going to do. And I know on our end and our platforms and stuff, where it's like, hey, what's the one deal that can make some absolute, you know, like, you know, maybe a home run hit? You know, Dallas goes out, they trade Micah Parsons, they've got the extra draft capital. And now it's, okay, how do you invest that draft capital to maybe go get something that could help you right now and then maybe help you in the future with, you know, being under control and with a contract? So it started that way. You and I worked the Cowboy game the other night for 105.3 The Fan, doing the pregame show. And leading up to it, we were trying to talk about, okay, it doesn't seem like it's Max Crosby. It's now going to be It's going to be a guy like Chubb from the Dolphins, you know, and that, and all of a sudden you started hearing, you know, you started hearing that name, you know, Bradley Chubb. Oh, Bradley Chubb's a, he's in play here. The Dolphins are having a fire sale. So it went from that to kind of figuring out like, okay, well, maybe that won't cost you a first round pick, but will it cost you something else? And then it went from, well, maybe not Bradley Chubb to, okay, let's take a step down. Let's take a couple of steps down. And, you know, and you're kind of like, you went from this feeling of, wow, they're really, they got a shot here. If they just could pull this deal off, they've got a shot, you know, with Crosby. And now you work your way down to, well, it seems like they're making very small moves just to help, nothing that's going to really move the needle. And then all of a sudden, it turns around where Jerry Jones is on with 105.3 The Fan. He's talking to Sean RJ Bobby about being on the phone. I've already been up 5 a.m. You know, now you're wondering, and I'd like to know this. I'd like to know, did the Cowboys make the call on Quinnen Williams, or did the Jets make the call on Quinnen Williams? Were they, you know, Dallas was a team that was very much interested in Quinnen Williams when the whole Micah Parsons thing was going down. And you wonder if the Jets circled back. I'd love to know that. Why, where did the Cowboys go, well, hey, we see what you're doing with Sauce Gardner. Did the Sauce Gardner trade motivate the Cowboys to circle back with the Quinnen Williams thing? Or were the Jets the one that like, listen, we moved Sauce Gardner. Let's see. Dallas has got multiple ones. Let's see if we could pull a one from Dallas here, you know, and sometimes plans like that materialize. And then sometimes Dallas is like, or teams are like, nah, we're good. We're going to hold our picks and all that. So I think that the Jets probably caught the Cowboys in a situation where the Cowboys were still interested, even after the Arizona loss, were still interested in making a move. You know, this very easily could have been after the disappointment of the Arizona game, where it's like, nah, we'll just get the linebacker and that's it. We'll won't worry about anything else. But, you know, maybe the fact that Jerry Jones was, you know, not too happy after that game, and the fact that he stood on the podium and basically told everybody, hey, I've got a deal done. I've got something I'm working on. You know, that he had to follow through, you know, and Quinnen Williams happened to be the target. But man, I'd like to know if Dallas was the ones that made that call or the Jets made that call. Because that would tell me, I think Jerry Jones was pissed after that game against Arizona. And I felt like that at that point in time, he had that, well, I've got something here. And, you know, Jerry, and this is where maybe Jerry the showman, I'm going to deliver here guy, you know, I'm going to do this, you know, because I have to do this. Quinnen Williams is a damn great, to me, it's a great trade. I think Quinnen Williams is a hell of a football player. I mean, when I was watching Quincy Williams and all, I was watching these guys, you know, play for when I was watching the Jets and watching the linebackers and stuff. And you notice Quinnen Williams. I mean, you notice him playing in the games. And so to me, you know, I'm happy for that. And I think it's a really good trade. I don't necessarily agree with some of the others that said, nah, you're giving away valuable draft capital. This is where national media doesn't have the advantage that you and I have, Eric, and others who work in this market. We know this football team. We really know this football team, you know, and if you watch it play, there are some deficiencies that they've had. You know, there are some deficiencies along the defensive line, and they're like, oh, well, you could use that draft capital. You could have drafted players and all, you know, blah, blah, blah. you're like, yeah, but if you looked at the history of some of the defensive players the Dallas Cowboys have drafted, you know, that's especially defensive line, defensive tackle. It's been a bit of an issue for the Cowboys. So for me to say a second round pick and then the better of the two, I think it's a really great trade for the Cowboys because of some of the history that we've seen with the lack of drafting or how some of these draft picks have honestly worked out. Now that should not keep you from to keep trying, but boy, the history of it right now is something that just is not very, very, very good. So I'm happy they made the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have Quinnen Williams locked up now for the rest of this season and then two more seasons after that. So it's not just a rental type move. And we had the NFL insider Jordan Schultz on with us, and it seemed like the Jets were trying to get two ones for Quinnen Williams, and that would have probably been a little bit too rich there.
Sure.
But, yeah. But
they had to try. They got two for Sauce Gardner.
Right.
You know? So why not? I mean, if you're sitting there and I'm sorry, I interrupt you here, but real quick, if you're the Jets and you got two for Sauce, keep asking. You know, you don't know. Jerry Jones might be in that mindset where like, damn it, I'm about to make a move here, you know, and they made a move. But, you know, I've seen Jerry Jones give two ones for a player before. I was shocked we did it, but, you know, I've seen him do it before. And if I'm the Jets, I ask, you know, I would have probably done the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, on the heels of everything that took place with the Micah deal, if you look through the Micah lens on this, then you basically traded Micah Parsons, a second round pick, and Mozzie Smith for Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, and a first round pick. So if you look at it through that lens, and I think there's plenty of people, myself included, that would have rather, hey, get Micah Parsons done, not even necessarily this offseason, but an offseason before that, like get this deal done before the numbers ballooned the way they did. But if you put that aside and you look at where you're sitting right now, I mean, I do like the deal for Quinnen Williams. He's absolutely one of the best interior defensive linemen in all of football, has been for some years. His pass rush has slipped a little bit, but when he's one-on-one in pass rush, I think he's still a legit interior pass rusher. And he's a guy that's commanded a ton of double teams. We know that Oso Digizua has commanded a bunch of double teams as well this year, especially with Micah being gone. So, I mean, it's gonna make guys across that defensive line a heck of a lot better. And then when it comes to stopping the run, I mean, Quinnen Williams is right up there as maybe the premier interior run defender in the NFL. I mean, 24 run stops. That's tied for first in the NFL amongst defensive tackles, according to Next Gen Stats. That's for this season. 14 run stuffs, tied for first in the NFL as well among defensive tackles. 41% double team rate. And then he's got 16 quarterback pressures on his 201 pass rushes. So hopefully you can get the pass rush to get back to what it had been the previous few years, where he had just been an all-around total animal. But this guy is still clearly one of the best in the sport, 27 years old. And again, you have him locked up for the rest of this season and then two more seasons after that. So, and I'm with you for the reasons you mentioned. I mean, it's a bummer that they lose to the Cardinals, and it's a bummer that their season now looks like their playoff hopes are hanging on by a thread. I think anyone who is realistic understands that playoff hopes are pretty much dead here for this season. But you had all that draft capital when it comes to the first round picks and things like that, and getting a guy like Quinnen Williams here, I think we're all trying to capitalize on this Dak window. So, I mean, big picture, when you look at it 5-6 years down the line, you can criticize it, whatever, but you're trying to capitalize on a window with Dak right now, which is like 2 or 3 years. And so how can we get as much talent as possible to go ahead and put the best team together to go ahead and try and win something special here? And I think Quinnen Williams helps you do that in a big way. And like you said, they haven't drafted defensive players very well, especially the defensive tackle position. It is funny that they had that whole gaslighting press conference after the Micah deal saying that Kenny Clark was basically Quinnen Williams. That is clearly not the case. But now you have an opportunity here where you can have Quinnen Williams and Osa Odighizuwa. You have Quinnen Williams who's reuniting with Aaron Whitecotton, his defensive line coach from New York with the Jets. Yep. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And Kenny Clark, I mean, I would imagine that'll be the rental part of all this. I mean,
sure.
He's due $21.5 million next year if he's on your team. And you can cut him and save all of that money. So unless he wants to restructure the deal or do something like that, I think Kenny Clark is probably the rental here. And I would have loved, man, and we talked about it in real time, if the Micah trade had involved, instead of Kenny Clark, one of the younger defenders on that Packers defense, maybe it's the linebackers. Could it have been Quay Walker? Could it have been Edrin Cooper? Heck, even Lucas Van Ness on the defensive line, somebody that could be here for a while. How much better would the trade look now if it didn't involve Kenny Clark and it actually had maybe one of those linebackers, Cooper or Walker? That would have been incredible.
Yeah, I think to me that the first trade they wanted to make, I think they wanted to make the trade with the Jets. I think the Jets were the team, and I think that they were looking to move Micah Parsons to the Jets, and with the possibility of, with Quinnen Williams being involved. You know, I think they settled on the Green Bay trade as the second option here. And then now with the Jets season being, you know, when the Jets started, you know, 1-7, then you're in a situation now where, you know, when the season starts, they're thinking like, oh no, we're a pretty good team. You know, we're a pretty good team here. But then all of a sudden you go 1-7, and then now you're like, no, we're not a very good team, and we need to figure some things out here. So to me, I think the Jets and the Quinnen Williams thing was the number one deal when Micah Parsons was being shopped. And it just so happened that the Jets were so bad here the first 9 weeks of the season that they were able to get, you know, yes, they got Kenny Clark, and Kenny has been at times okay. Kenny Clark has, you know, he made a great play the other day in that screen. I mean, he gave him a chance, you know, with that, you know, his ability to kind of snuff that thing out and read it and get outside, you know, and make the tackle there. But I think Kenny Clark has been okay. I don't think there is anything that you would say, wow, that was a difference-making type of a trade. I think he got better there. But, you know, like I said, the defensive tackle play for the Cowboys has not been – all that great. You know, you look at, I think at times it's been good, but to say great, I just don't think so. And I reached out to somebody in the organization this morning and asked him about this whole thing with Quinnen Williams. And the question I had is, though, is the plan for to play all these guys? Is the plan to keep all these defensive tackles, or is there somebody that's like odd man out? And or do I need to kind of figure that out? And the response is like basically saying, you need to figure that out. The plan here will be to find ways to get the best on the field. So that's their understanding. Everybody's like, look, okay, well, who is odd man out? So I guess they're in that possibility of, or in that mode now where we're going to have to, maybe we're going to have to figure out who is not going to play. But their plan right now, it seems to be, as always, to try and get the best ones on the field. Now you have to determine which one of these guys has not played up to the level that they need. And, you know Quinnen Williams is going to be on the field. You know that probably Oso Digizua is going to be on the field. You know, is this a deal where all of a sudden Solomon Thomas hasn't been poor, but Solomon Thomas is, you know, he doesn't get a whole lot of reps. So you wonder, is this a Solomon Thomas reduction in time, or are we going to see something with JT, not being active and things like that? So it's they're going to try and get their best ones out there and let us try and figure that out.
Yeah, I would imagine JT will be mostly inactive here moving forward. You already move on from Mozzie Smith, so sayonara to Mozzie. And then, maybe just lesser snaps for guys like Solomon Thomas. And then, but they like to rotate quite a bit. I would imagine it'll be Quinnen Williams and Osa as your starters. And then Kenny Clark will still get plenty of work. And it probably helps to have Kenny Clark not have to be on the field too much.
Yep.
It'll be fun to see how this impacts everything. Dak Prescott was quoted as saying, I'm bleeping pumped, and you can quote me on that. So Dak was fired up about this move. You're going to get now Quinnen Williams. You'll have Overshown coming back here. It looks like after the bye week when they go to Vegas for another Monday night situation, you now have Logan Wilson. You probably get Malik Hooker back. Donovan Wilson should be returning here soon. And then the rookie corner, Savone Revelle, as well. So you're going to get some interesting reinforcements.
Yeah, and I thought that Kalen Carson acquitted himself very well in that game the other day. And, getting some coverage snaps, his ability to play off coverage, to be able to drive on the ball, to stay in phase with when he was in press coverage. I think it was for him, it was a sneaky good game when we really didn't know how he was going to react. We didn't know how he was going to play. Was he the guy that was lacking confidence that we saw last year? Or is it the guy that we saw play at Wake Forest that was able to make plays for his college team on a weekly basis? I think he showed up in a nice way. If you just isolate and watch him, there wasn't those times where guys were running by him and he was guessing and he got fooled and all that. He was where he needed to be. And I was encouraged watching him play in that game the other night, because I wasn't sure what you were going to get.
Well, that would be a blessing if Kalen Carson can start to be the player that we thought he had a chance to be when they drafted him last year.
Right.
Tough rookie season, been banged up quite a bit. But I know you guys that covered the draft brought us were pretty excited about him when they selected him. So that would go a long way. Right now we need whatever we can get, because the secondary is a total disaster. We'll get into that a little bit more in the mailbag. But so Quinnen Williams, Logan Wilson, they are officially Cowboys, and we're pretty excited about it. We'll answer some questions here in the mailbag coming up in a few minutes, but you are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner for America's team, the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars as well. And, of course, the Love of the Star podcast. Call the on-time experts, and they'll come to your home the same day. Now we got the fall weather coming in. It's backed by their Stay Warm Guarantee. Visit the ontimeexperts.com. Click the Book Now button. You will pay less over time because they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time. So we just ask you to support the people that support this show. And if you have any type of AC or heating needs or plumbing, make sure you reach out to the on-time experts. They will take care of you at the highest level, 100% satisfaction guarantee. No excuses, no exceptions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.